kissed me like a child, fresh and peckish like a child. She was wild as little strawberries, but though she kissed me as a child would do, she clung on a little longer than she needed to. I did it for a dare, go and kiss her for a dare. In the middle of the village square, she was a 17-ish as the month of May. And her daddy was a butcher in a pie and pudding's way. But then this little skirmish of a kiss was importunately witnessed by the twitching whiskers and the bulging eyes of a couple of the local ladies who were passing by, passing by, passing by. Couple of the local ladies who were passing by. It was misunderstood, this pretty kiss misunderstood, by the squinting sister hold, and thus the whisper went from pinafore to pinafore. Every tut-tut more grievous than the well I never before. Until her daddy heard, her demented daddy heard, every grisly whispered word, and stepping fresh from the slaughterhouse, the crimson butcher ran, the steam around his shoulder, still a cleaver still in his hand. Well, you may buy my pies, he cries, my puddings, buy my pies, keep your whippersnapping eyes from off the juicy beauty of my daughter, who is a tidbit far too tasty for the lips of the likes of you, likes of you, likes of you. Far too tasty for the lips of the layabout likes of you. He swung his cleaver high, swung his whistling cleaver high, and his cry was agonizing, I shall follow King Solomon's decision, inasmuch as I'm off to split you down the middle, easy collarbone to crush. With a single bound, his daughter with a springy bound flung her arms and legs around me, singing, split all you wish to daddy, let the cleaver fall, and you shall split me likewise, precious tidbits and all. I am my own to give, nobody else but mine to give, perhaps I'll give it to this whippersnapper, backbone to belly button, tongue tip to toe, from nipples up above to bushy triangle below, down below, down below. My tangled diamond down below. Which came as news to me, both to the butcher man and me, but who was I to disagree? What with my nose in her breastbone, her haunches in my hand, and a chopper in the offing, I was a lot to understand. The cleaver never, never fell, the jealous cleaver never fell, and although my eyes were elsewhere, by a pressing little message of her elbows and thighs, she let me know her daddy'd gone, the tears in his eyes. She kissed me like a child, fresh and peckish like a child, she was wild as little strawberries, but though she kissed me as a child would do, she clung on a little longer than she needed to, needed to, needed to. On a little longer than she needed to do.